Baltimore police watchdog groups had plenty of momentum going into this year's General Assembly session, where several bills called for greater police accountability. The advocates pointed to several local cases, as well as widely known incidents in Ferguson, Missouri and New York City, to bolster their arguments. But the bills advocates favored died on the last day of the session. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on why the bills died, and on what happened next.
The accountability proposals that died on the last day of the session would have modified the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights. One proposal from Baltimore Senator Lisa Gladden would have removed the so-called 10-day rule. That bill was heard before a panel led by Baltimore County Senator Bobby Zirkin, who had concerns about the bill taking away the due process of an accused officer.
You want to always balance the rights of accused versus obviously throwing down the hammer when people have actually done something. And the bill that you're referencing takes away rights of people that have never been convicted or even necessarily charged with anything.
Gladden's bill would have also removed the right to a disciplinary hearing for any officer who is convicted or pleads guilty to a misdemeanor committed while on duty. The provision is similar to what Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake also proposed in a separate bill. The mayor went to Annapolis on the last night of session in hopes of getting her bill out of a committee. She was not successful. The mayor says she remains resolute in seeking more accountability for officers, already knowing that it will be a challenge.
We know when you try to do something bold and something different, it's a legislative process and it is a deliberative process, and you know it is not uncommon that it takes more than 90 days to get something big done.
But why did bills calling for more police accountability not make it past the committees? Laura Hussey, associate professor of political science at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, says several factors played into the failure of these bills.
One of the things that's important in making policy change happen is that activists need to have some sort of consensus around what's going to be a viable policy solution to this issue. And I don't think that consensus is there yet.
Delegate Kurt Anderson, chair of the city's Annapolis delegation, conceded that there was not much of a team effort.
I don't think we offered a unified front where we should have probably gotten together and said, hey, look, these are the bills that we want to really push and put pressure on legislative leaders to get passed.
Another problem Hussey points out is the belief among other state legislators is that police accountability is only a problem in Baltimore City.
Those in outlying areas maybe aren't so convinced that there's a problem with police brutality that needs to be reined in, and they're afraid, I think, that they may be making big changes that will hurt areas where there aren't problems to help those where there is.
Gene Ryan, president of the Baltimore City Fraternal Order of Police, agrees with advocates and elected officials that bad cops need to go.
Internally, we need to make improvements within our agency.
But Ryan argues changing the officer's Bill of Rights is not the way to go.
The Bill of Rights, everybody says it slows it down. It doesn't slow it down. It just makes sure that the officer gets his due process.
Ryan may be fighting another attempt to change the officer's Bill of Rights. Delegate Anderson says the delegation will work on a new, more unified strategy for next year. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.